Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Comes in from Marcelo, knotted down in front, controlled by Jesus, running on to it, it's Coutinho!
Chicharito dropped it back, give and go, Chicharito from Guardado, here he comes, Hernandez leads it, Lozano, coming, looking, shooting, Lozano, go, Mexico leads!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
It bounces in the box, block. Quick shot, go! Good.
Casino running inside of him. Suarez crossing it. Cavani back post. Opening goal for Uruguay.
One of the best goals of the World Cup. Edison Cavani switching play to Luis Suarez, who finds him at the far post for the header. We've got Uruguay, France tomorrow, Brazil, Belgium, and we will then go on to Saturday of Sweden, England, Brazil, Belgium. Excuse me, Brazil, Croatia and Russia, excuse me, on Saturday after the Sweden-England game. So we got a number of incredible quarterfinals. Four out of these teams could be first-time World Cup winners. We're at 55-55 Morningside Drive. This is the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed Glenn Davis. This is our World Cup headquarters here over at the gorgeous Gale. So if you're out and about, you're driving around, you want to come in, you want to try to win some Mexico-Uruguay tickets, you want to try to come in and win some Atletico Nacional America de Cali tickets, which is going to be around the Colombian Festival later this month, or you want to win some Houston Dynamo Minnesota tickets, come in. We've also got T-shirts, some of these beautiful light cotton Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 T-shirts as well. Streaming ESPN975.com. The call-in number is 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Here are my guests tonight on this show. Sirius Radio, he played in Major League Soccer. You've seen him on a number of different broadcasts for a number of different networks, recently ESPN. Brian Dunseth will come on the show. We're going to break down Uruguay, France. We're going to break down Brazil, Belgium. And then we've got Fox analyst Warren Barton, worked on the World Cup with me as well out at Fox, former defender for Newcastle. We will talk with Warren Barton as well, one of our excellent interviews and guys that do come on the show regularly that are, I mean, they're all in on this World Cup. They're all in on this World Cup. Facebook, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Hit us up there. Hit us up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock, or Instagram. We're going to do some raffles for these tickets tonight, so we'll be doing what we can there. Also, we appreciate the support of Liberty Kitchen and Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, our good friend Jan Christensen. First hour is sponsored by the Texas Children's Hospital. So we appreciate them. And then the second hour, Daspit Law Firm. So again, 713-780-3776. So let's start off talking quarterfinals. Uruguay-France, get us started at 9 o'clock Central Time. So come down here to the gorgeous Gale. Take it all in. We're actually going to be here pretty early in the morning because Fox 26 is going to come in. I'm going to talk with their great morning guy, Ruma Dominguez. He's going to be down here, and I think about 8:15 we're going to do a hit, and we're going to begin to talk about Uruguay-France, 45 minutes from the start of the watch party here at the Gorgeous Gale. Again, it's 55-55 Morningside Drive. I see fish and chips coming out, or maybe that's chicken. There's all kinds of good food down here as well. So let's start with Uruguay-France, and we'll take anybody's phone calls at 713-780-3776. Uruguay-France, 9 o'clock Central Time. Uruguay unbeaten in three World Cup meetings with France in history, with a win and two draws and a loss. France seeking a sixth World Cup semifinal. You remember in 98, they won the World Cup. Names like Henri, Deschamps, we go on and on. Uruguay seeking a fifth semifinal. Uruguay has won the World Cup like France back in the earlier World Cups. Here's Uruguay. They've allowed one goal. No goals conceded in open play. Luis Suarez has historically seven World Cup goals. Edison Cavani, who had the two goals in the round of 16 against Portugal, still up in the air whether he's going to play. Listen to both the pre-match press conferences. Apparently has been training, according to the manager, Oscar Tabarez. If, in fact, he plays, it's a big boost. If he doesn't play, there are options. We'll talk about some of the options that would come in. But that's a big one. Put a circle around Edson Cavani playing. The only thing is, in some ways, as much of a game changer as he is, in some ways, their collective nature might be able to absorb the loss of a talent like Edinson Cavani. Kylian Mbappe has two goals as a teenager. For France, how do you negate him? That's one of the big question marks. Antoine Griezmann, obviously movement, mobility. You saw the right back Pavard score that wonderful goal. He's now being potentially offered some bigger opportunities. But this is clearly a game, and this is the most important thing I'm going to say here, between two very differing, contrasting styles of play. You've got Uruguay, who knows exactly who they are. Deep defending team. They'll play with a low block. They'll keep the game in front of them. They'll look for counterattacks. They'll look for set pieces. They can break out. This is the part of the game that the French have to be careful of. When that ball is lost, and how quickly they can get into a counterattack, or how overcommitted they potentially get and concede space behind to them breaking out. That's the big question. For France, it's how do you break down a deep defending team? Sure, the French loved it. It was open against Argentina, seven goals, up and down, all kinds of space to work with. This is a much more seasoned, well-drilled unit in Uruguay, who's going to have banks of four and five for you to try and break down. 713-780-3776 if you want to begin to predict who wins Uruguay-France. Call in, tell me why. It might be a singular player. It might be tactics. Which style of play do you see taking over here? Because this is very, very important here, and I think the real tactical side of this is Uruguay and France and how different they play. Then you move on to Brazil-Belgium. Brazil, all-time series, they lead it 3-1. Met at the World Cup in 2002 in the round of 16, Brazil winning that 2-1. Brazil will come in. This will be their 109th game overall in a World Cup, the most of any country in the world. They've also won five World Cups. They're expected to win a sixth by their fan base. They're looking for a fourth straight shutout. They just knocked off Mexico. They were pretty much dominant in that. Apart from the first 25 minutes. They seemed very seasoned. They did not seem to panic when Mexico put a bit of pressure on them. And really won that game pretty comfortably, I think, if you're an observer. 713-780-3776. Give me your thoughts on Uruguay, France, Brazil. Belgium. So Belgium is a team that's gotten to the quarterfinals in two straight World Cups. You'll remember they knocked off the U.S. in South Africa. Could Belgium be the first team in World Cup history to come back and win a knockout stage match. Well, they were the first team to come back after trailing by 2 goals. It was a remarkable finish to that game against Japan. You would have to think that's invigorating. That's something they're building off. So how do you see Brazil-Belgium? Because it's two teams that are going to want to have the ball at their feet. They're going to want to dictate things. How open will this game be? How many goals do you see in it? Can also talk Dynamo LAFC. Rain delay. We didn't get underway until 9:38 on Saturday night. It was a game LAFC controlled. It was actually a team that came in and controlled the game better than any team I've seen come into BBVA Compass Stadium. Usually it's the Dynamo really having the better of the attacking play, looking dangerous on the counter. LA really kind of kept that in check. They did a good job on Albert Elise and Ramel Kyoto. But this had incredible, much like the World Cup, this had Houston Dynamo stoppage time goal drama. Philippe Senderos tied things up in the 96th minute after Mauro Minotas had scored a wonderful goal in the 92nd. So we can talk anything Dynamo. This was just a remarkable finish to that night. It was almost shocking and stunning the way it came because of the way the game went on that night. So 713-780-3776, talking World Cup on this Thursday night. If you're out and about on the town, you want to drop into the Gorgeous Gale, we'd love to have you drop in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. There's been some interesting analytics on this World Cup. I don't think there's really interesting things to talk about. Certainly it's some of the late goals that have been scored from the 90th minute on. It's been absolutely remarkable how many late goals we've had. We've had comeback wins. We'd have Switzerland defeating Serbia after losing, being down 1-0. That great Shaqiri goal, that was in the group phase. Germany defeating Sweden after being down 1-0, 2-1 on the Toni Kroos free kick. Saudi Arabia coming back after trailing Egypt 2-1 in what was called the Arab Derby. Tunisia defeating Panama 2-1 after trailing 1-0 after Panama scoring that first ever World Cup goal. France defeating Argentina. Or actually, that may have been an own goal in that game, Tunisia and Panama. France beating Argentina 4-3 after being down 2-1. Of course, they're still alive. And then Belgium defeating Japan 3-2 after being down 2-0. We've gone into extra time in 3 rounds of 16 matches. Russia and Spain. Russia winning on penalty kicks. Croatia and Denmark. Croatia winning on penalty kicks. And England and Colombia. England winning on penalty kicks. I know there's a lot of talk about the referee in that game. I actually think he did as good a job as he possibly could. I don't know how anybody from... And it's sad because I would have liked to have seen Colombia advance, but I didn't see enough attacking Colombian soccer, quite frankly. I thought they were going to win it in extra time. Their best soccer was played in the first 15-minute extra time session. Prior to that, they just defended deep. I don't think English showed us enough. I think it was a clear penalty. I don't know how anyone in their right mind could even contest that that was not a penalty. In fact, the referee, Mark Geiger, went up to Harry Kane and the Colombian, I can't remember who it was, who was marking him, basically said, no more. And 2 seconds later, right in front of a referee, puts two arms around him and drags him down. I guess he didn't think he had the courage to call it, and he did. And that was the penalty. And then Mina would score the great header. I mean, that guy scored 3 goals in the air. What a threat he is. To tie it up, and then we went into the extra time session, and I clearly give the first 15 minutes to Colombia. They were playing the better soccer in that one. I thought England looked on the ropes. I thought Colombia was going to score there. They didn't. They go to penalty kicks, and then England under Gareth Southgate in the end are able to kind of break that hex where they've lost on penalty kicks in rounds of 16 before and that whole thing. But England's going to have to produce more on Saturday against Sweden. We can talk about that as well. 713-780-3776 is the number. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. We've got Warren Barton coming up, the Fox soccer analyst and former Premier League player with Newcastle. Before we go to break here, just a reminder about the Texas Children's Hospital. Hundreds of children are diagnosed down there. It's not a job. It's a life for the people at Texas Children's Hospital. By the way, it's a nonprofit organization. It relies on generous donations from friends in the community and beyond to help provide high-quality programs and services. They are leaders in pediatric cancer research. The next generation of pediatric hematologists, oncologists, global health and innovative support programs for patients and their families are there. They're leaders. I mean, this is a shining star in Houston. Go down there a lot to visit patients, and we drop off soccer balls and things down there. But this is an amazing hospital, one to be proud of here in Houston. So our thanks to the Texas Children's Hospital and Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers for being our presenting sponsor here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Our thanks here to the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive. Come on out. And we will take a quick break here. We'll come back. We got more to come and take a Bud Light break.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
Alvarado with it. And the header down! There it is! It's not that again! Thierry Mina!
Jerry Mina scoring three goals in the World Cup, all off set piece. What a target he was. At that point, Colombia had tremendous momentum going into their round of 16 extra time session. I actually thought they were going to put England away. England looked a little bit fatigued. Colombia started playing some of their better football in that game at that point. Started looking a little bit more like Colombia. And in the end, it goes to penalty kicks. 713-780-3776 is the number. France, Uruguay tomorrow. That's coming from Nizhny Novgorod in Russia. Uruguay is all about containing the attacking talent of France, looking for counterattacks, looking for set pieces. They've scored goals off set pieces. They are all about the collective when it comes to defending deep in a low block. 713-780-3776. Let's talk World Cup here. How do you contain Mbappe and Griezmann? That's going to be one of the questions for Uruguay, and they know the answer. It's basically defending deep and saying, hey, you got to go through us. We're not going to give you space behind, and you got to break us down in tighter, small areas and try to break our lines down in this game. Uruguay will look for the counterattack. Of course, big talent up front with Luis Suarez. Question mark around Edinson Cavani with the calf injury, if he's going to play. Substitution, if he doesn't play, two guys to look for. Christian Stuani is older, more experienced. Or you have a young Maxi Gomez at 21, who's more of a kind of hold-up player. Target certainly would be good in the air for set pieces. But Uruguay's seasoned. They know exactly who they are. France is going to have to break them down and show us that they can do that. Jimenez, Godin, the two center backs. Yes, they're older, but so experienced. They yield nothing. They scratch. They claw. It's amazing, Uruguay, for a country with only 3.5 million people, the passion that they have for soccer and how well-defined they are. In the press conference today, Tabárez, their manager, was talking about the passion for soccer in their country. He was talking about how every little kid that grows up is absolutely into it, 100%. But they're playing for 3.5 million people, sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers. They're playing for an entire country tomorrow, and that's what's beautiful about the World Cup. It's every 4 years. You have to wait. Are you upset that Lionel Messi in Argentina or Cristiano Ronaldo, some of the heavy hitters, the big players that people know, the marketable guys are not in it. Certainly there's a ton more stars. I'm not. And if we factor in the fact that France, Germany, Spain already out, you didn't get the Netherlands, Chile, and Italy to start. I mean, you're talking about massive teams that are out of the World Cup picture here. There's eight teams left. Four of them could be first-time winners. Unique in itself. But the team merit, back to Uruguay and France, the team merit of Uruguay is collective. It's understanding of how they play. And I think that's advantageous when you come into World Cups trying to put a team together over a short tournament. This is a short tournament that determines who is the best in the world for the next 4 years. And by the way, are you a person that is up for a 48-team World Cup? I'm not. I don't want 48 teams in it. I think we're going to incredibly, in a poor way, because of the money involved with adding more teams, demystify the uniqueness of what the World Cup is. It's every 4 years. You have to wait. There's no other event like it in the world. But you're going to demystify it. You're going to tear it down if you start. And when we move to 48 teams, which to me is kind of a bummer. We've got tickets out here for Uruguay, Mexico, which is coming in the fall here to Houston. We have Atletico Nacional and America de Cali for you Colombian fans. If you come in here tonight, anybody big fans of those two teams, we're going to raffle some of these off. We'll start getting raffle numbers out to people. That's part of a Colombian festival, actually, which, by the way, that's going to be good fun. I want part of that Colombian festival downtown. I'll be at those games. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. By the way, U.S. national team member. He's at Dortmund in Germany. He's a young man from the United States. He's been in Germany since 16. His name is Christian Pulisic. You know him. There's apparently been a $58 million offer for him from Tottenham Hotspur. How about that? $58 million. There's also been interest from Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United. So Christian Pulisic is on the radar of all the top teams in the Premier League. He is obviously the star now of the U.S. national team. 713-780-3776. Tyler Derrick has been reinstated by Major League Soccer to the Houston Dynamo. He had some charges against him. I believe he has taken a plea deal. He is being loaned, Tyler Derrick, down to the Rio Grande Valley. Is he someone you would want back, Dynamo fan? Right now, Joe Willis is the man, along with Chris Seitz. 713-780-3776. Will the Dynamo keep Tyler Derrick? Or will the Dynamo give a goalkeeper a fresh start, maybe in a different market? That may be the best thing for Tyler Derrick. In my opinion, is get out of Houston, get something fresh, get in with a fresh team. I would be sure that there are teams that are interested in Tyler, very talented goalkeeper. 713-780-3776 is the number. Also, per Victor Ariza, the Dynamo have also, and I'm looking for this note here, and obviously when you need it, you can't find it. 713-780. So Venezuelan forward Ronald Pena from Caracas FC, is he being acquired fully? He's a Houston Dynamo player. Now I know him, Ronaldo Pena, from the under 20 World Cup. Venezuela had a very, very good team in that. They lost to England, but he's a talented player. So there's your depth that Dynamo fan has been looking forward to up front after Kubo Torres has been moved on to Mexico. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-376. Pena was a very talented player in the under-20 World Cup, having done those games, so it's all coming back to me. He's been acquired on a full transfer. I'm now looking at the Dynamo press release here. It's all pending receipt of an international transfer certificate and a P1 visa. The Dynamo are using targeted allocation money on him. This will all become official at the on July 10th, the summer transfer window. He's 21 years old now. He comes from Portugal. He was on loan there from Caracas. He's played in the under 17, under 20 World Cups. So he's a 21-year-old with 66 professional appearances and 21 goals to his credit. He debuted professionally at 16. So it's a young Venezuelan. The Dynamo have been targeting the Venezuelan player, obviously with Adolfo Fuenmayor, already here, center back. Here's a quote from Wilmer Cabrera. Ronaldo is young, talented forward who's very hungry. At his young age, he already has experience at the international level, and that's with the under-20 World Cup. So timely, could end up being a good one. This kid's talented. I can vouch for that because I've called some of his games. This is not a shot in the dark guy. This is a guy that is very talented, has a good skill set, creative. Ronaldo de Peña, now going to be a Houston Dynamo player. So that's going to be an interesting one to look at for the Dynamo. I'm excited about that one. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. Again, it's going to get big tomorrow. It's the quarterfinals, France-Uruguay, totally psyched for that one. And then after that, we get into Brazil and Belgium if it can possibly get any better. So we got a huge day tomorrow. Hey, quick word here for Advantage BMW and my friends down there. I've driven a BMW for years. I've leased and owned from Advantage BMW. I was down there today. I love the drive of a BMW. Anybody who drives one knows that. It is the ultimate driving machine. I've got a 5 Series. Love it. But the other thing I like down at Advantage BMW is the fact that there's customer service there. I'm not the guy who's pulling his hood up or, you know, that kind of guy. I'm not very good at that stuff. Never got that gene. I can cut a good lawn, though. Vantage BMW, they've got incredible customer service, second to none. They've got you covered with sales, service, finance. It can be done easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Philip Southwick, Justin, Sergio Martinez, all great guys down there. They love the World Cup. They love soccer. They love football. So get down there. 713-780-3776. And I think eventually here we're going to start getting people to give us raffle tickets, right, guys? I don't know how we're going to do that, but maybe we'll announce that during commercial break. And then going to give tickets out. We got a bunch of tickets to give out. If you're out and about on the town or in Rice Village, come on into the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. We're talking the World Cup. They will be showing the games here tomorrow. 9 o'clock Central Time is the first game. We're going to be in here early with Fox 26. It's going to be a happening place to be. Come in, get some breakfast, get ready for the World Cup. I know Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture will be in here tomorrow morning. There'll be all kinds of people here, including Ruben Dominguez of Fox 26. So come on in tomorrow morning, get set up, get a good seat. You know, as Bud Light says, you know, there's one thing we can count on is to survive the morning catastrophe of the World Cup games is go to your friends, and with them it's easier to sneak away from your boss or make up an excuse. You know, you might have a little touch of the flu, or you might want to just extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. So here's to your friends you can always count on. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. I think a few people are developing colds tonight prior to the 9 o'clock kickoff that you're not going to want to miss. So make those moves right now. And come into the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside Drive. Tomorrow morning, it is the place to catch Uruguay, France. Then it is Brazil, Belgium. That'll be a kickoff at 1 o'clock. Then Saturday, Sweden, England, Russia, Croatia. I'm going to be here for the second game for sure, maybe the first game as well. We'll do live radio on Saturday from 3 to 5 again. And we'll be drinking Bud Lights. We'll be drinking all the good beer selection and whiskey offerings they have here at the Gorgeous Gale on Morningside. 713-780-3776. Everybody was concerned about this being a World Cup where, oh, the U.S. isn't in it. It's not good. What I have seen is I've seen a lot of people here in Houston and around the country, packing bars, supporting teams, just being a part of the World Cup, because it's only every 4 months. It's unique. It's not something you can pick and choose. And that's why a lot of people, frankly, take off, go to Russia. The support for soccer and the World Cup in Russia has been incredible, from South America, from Mexico. Just incredible stuff. In fact, in some ways, has maybe led the attendance. The amount of people that were all in from South America, Mexico, Panama representing Central America, Costa Rica, in Russia has been incredible. We've got Brian Dunseth coming up later on from Sirius. He's an analyst for both Fox and ESPN. He will be coming up later on. Next segment, we're going to bring on Warren Barton of Fox. Always a great interview along with Brian Dunseth. Two great guys to talk about the World Cup and begin to break these games down. Ruman Dominguez of Fox 26 tweeting out to looking forward to Uruguay-France watch party tomorrow with that Glenn Davis sock. Y'all come hang with us. At the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Another reminder for Bud Light. The World Cup is here. The games are being played during working hours. There's only one thing that's going to help us survive this catastrophe, and that's our friends. With them, it's easier to sneak away from your boss, make up excuses, extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. Here's to your friends you can always count on. We thank Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, our good friend Camilo Rojas. We've got some other great Bud Light news to announce eventually about this World Cup, and we will get to that. It's going to take a Bud Light break right now. Our thanks to everybody listening in here tonight, 713-780-3776. When we come back, it is Fox analyst Warren Barton.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
FIFA World Cup's Neymar cutting inside. Cutting it back. Willian, a touch. His shot rolled through traffic and stabbed in by Neymar. Brazil finally the breakthrough.
Is there enough talent throughout that Brazil roster? I think everybody now has put Brazil into the pole position to win the World Cup. Are you buying that? And do you think they're going to get past Belgium? 713-780-3776. Is the number 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. We're at 5555 Morningside Drive here. It's the Gorgeous Gale, beautiful place. This is the official World Cup home of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. At the top of the hour, in every commercial break, we're going to begin to give out tickets here. The tickets vary from Mexico, Uruguay to Atletico Nacional against America de Cali, two very famous Colombian teams that'll be in town on July 20th, and Dynamo tickets, Houston Dynamo, Minnesota, which is this Saturday night. So at the top of the hour, if you get in here, you got a good chance of winning tickets to some of these games because we have a bunch to give out. We also have Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 T-shirts that we'll hand out. In fact, we need to put one out here for display so somebody sees what these look like, made of the finest cotton, I might add. We didn't go cheap on these. We went with the best, very light, soft cotton. None of those things that feel like cardboard that you throw away after you bought them. You know what I'm talking about, right? I know you know what I'm talking about. Those T-shirts have been eliminated out of my household. 713-780-3776. Edinson Cavani, is he going to play tomorrow for Uruguay? That is a big question. Luis Suarez obviously is. He had the two goals against Portugal, but are they a team maybe that can absorb his loss a little bit better based on their collective nature? 713-780-3776. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Without a question, yesterday, it's pretty crazy down here with all the flooding and the rain, but there were fireworks that did take place last night. So good for that. Hey, I just want to remind you here, this is the, I believe this is the third of seven shows we're doing live here. We'll have another one Saturday from 3 to 5 after the second game on Saturday in the quarterfinals. And with the World Cup here, you still have time to go to Tranquility Home Systems and my friend Jesse. They'll come out, they'll get you a quote, they'll get you on your way to theater installation. If you love sports, don't deny yourself home theater setup. He's going to do it in 4K video technology. It's the best. It's crystal clear. He's got 20 years of experience. I'm going to give you his personal cell, 281-506-7822, or hit his website, www.ths3inc.com. 713-780-3776 is our call-in number. Romelu Lukaku, part of that amazing counterattack that Belgium produced in the 3-2 win, never even touched the ball, made an incredible run inside to drag a defender with him, ensuing ball that got whipped in. He dummies it, essentially just lets it go, doesn't touch it, and it leads to the game-winning goal. So it's an example of a striker that is involved in a play, twice had opportunities to influence that play. One was with his movement, and the other was simply with the knowledge of another attacking player floating in behind him, just letting it go through and dummying it, and it ends up being the game-winning goal. That was a spectacular counterattack that they put together. Again, 713-780-3776. All right, so Brazil currently number two in the world against number three Belgium. That is the second game tomorrow. As far as the top goal scorers at this World Cup, Harry Kane, 6 goals, number of those penalties. He's done that in 273 minutes. Lukaku of Belgium in 239 minutes has 4 goals. Cristiano Ronaldo had the hat trick in the first game. He had 4 goals. Pretty much quiet after that. Tim Zuba of Russia on 3. Denis Cheryshev of Russia on 3. Kylian Mbappe of France on 3. Had 2 in the round of 16. Had 2 in 5 minutes. Yerry Mina of Colombia, 3, all offset pieces. Diego Costa had 3. Spain is gone. Colombia is gone. And Edinson Cavani of Uruguay with 3. So those are right now Harry Kane's the top man by 2 goals to win the World Cup Golden Boot Award. Would you be fair to say right now the odds on winning the World Cup? Would you go with Brazil first? Would you go with France second? Would you go with Belgium third? Would you go with England fourth ahead of Uruguay? Croatia sixth. Most people have Croatia, Russia, Sweden out of the 8 teams left at the bottom. Those would all be first-time World Cup winners. Question for Croatia is, because they're going to go up against the deep defending Russia, I don't think there's any question, I would imagine, for large portions of the game. Does Perisic, is he able to do some things breaking people down? Mandzukic, a target off delivery. Luka Modric, playing in a higher playmaking role. Can he make things happen? I think that's going to be the question for Croatia. Can they score some goals during the run of play? And or off a set piece to Mandzukic, who is a big, big, big target. That could be a grind-em-out affair. But I think for aesthetic value, boy, do we have games tomorrow. Again, Uruguay, France in the morning, and then Belgium and England. Hey, got a thought, 713-780-3776. So right now there's been 146 goals scored in the World Cup in 56 games. That's 2.6 goals per game. Now, if we're talking mainstream media in the United States, that's a lot of goals. And this has been a World Cup that I think is attracting some new people. We've got a text here from My good friend Eileen Dowd, her father, says, tell thanks for playing Judas Priest Heading Out to the Highway. That was break music. That came from our producer, Michael Hernandez. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. Yes, we are giving away Dynamo tickets. We'll give tickets away to Atletico Nacional and America de Cali, two very big teams from Colombia that are coming to Houston on July 20th. We're going to start giving these tickets out. Are we giving tickets away now? Yes, they are Minnesota tickets. We will, but we're going to do that after this next break. We will start doing that. Tickets are going to flow. So if you want to pop in and try to win some tickets, now is your chance. Come and get involved in the raffle. We're also going to raffle off some of these T-shirts that look like this. So if anybody out there is interested, you want to hold this up for me. We'll raffle out some of these Soccer Matters T-shirts. Only the finest quality cotton, by the way. We're very proud of that. 713-780-3776. All right, we're going to have Brian Dunseth coming up. We're still trying to get in touch with Warren Barton of Fox. What do you think, Michael? We take a break here? Come back? No, we're going to do a little bit more. Okay. 92 goals have been scored in the second half of this World Cup. So we're talking about that. When, where, and how many goals have been scored? 146 in 56 games. It's 2.6 goals a game. It's a lot of goals. First half, 54. Second half, 92 goals have been scored. First 15 minutes a game, we've had 18. 16th minute on to 30th, 13. 23 from the 31st minute on to the 45th right before halftime. The most amount of goals that have been scored in this World Cup, and again, this is great for entertainment value, have been from the 76th minute on to the 90th. It's 35. 90th plus, that includes stoppage time. That's 35 goals. That's ridiculous. Nobody could have ever predicted that in the World Cup. And by the way, in the extra time sessions, everybody's been playing for penalty kicks pretty much outside of Colombia, because there hasn't been a goal scored in the extra time round of 16 matches. 26 goals have been scored via the aerial game, the header. There have been 28 penalties conceded, 21 converted. There have been 10 own goals. There have been 4 red cards. This is all kind of fun analytics to get into. Let's talk about set pieces. There have been 42 set-piece goals. 6 from direct free kicks. Set-piece free kicks, 12. Corner kicks, 22. And 2 have been scored off throw-ins. Substitutes in the World Cup have scored 14 goals. Players coming off the bench. If you look historically in recent times at the highest percentage of set-piece goals that have been scored under the current World Cup format since 98, here in 2018, we've had 28.8% of the goals have been set-pieces. That's 42 set-piece goals. Now, we're not done with the World Cup yet. So it'll break the highest amount of 43 in 2002. Confederations records in this World Cup. Asian Football Confederation. 4 wins, 9 draws, 3 losses. CONCACAF is 2-7, 2 wins. Well, I think this is, they've got it backwards. It's 2 wins, 7 losses, 1 draw. CONMEBOL. South America, 11 wins, 3 losses, 5 draws. UEFA, 24 wins, 15 losses, and 13 draws. Teams that score first have a record of 39-5-11. Teams leading at halftime, 16-3-4. Again, we had six comeback victories, including Belgium defeating Japan 3-2 after being down 2-0. We've had three round of 16 extra time matches where nobody scored. It went to penalties. We've had game-winning goals in the 90th minute or later. Iran-Morocco was an own goal. Harry Kane against Tunisia, if you remember that from the group stages. Philippe Coutinho of Brazil, 90+1 against the Ticos of Costa Rica. Sheridan Shaqiri of Switzerland in the 90th minute for Serbia, for Switzerland over Serbia. Toni Kroos of Germany. He gets one against Sweden, 90+5. So incredible. Ivan Perisic of Croatia got one against Iceland in the 90th minute. Let's go to AY. AY wants to talk World Cup. Again, we're taking your call, 713-780-3776. What's on your mind, AY?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine. At least so far, so good. The World Cup has lived up to the expectations. Knowing that, you know, the big, though there's been a bit of surprises, like Argentina, Portugal falling along the wayside, the German team falling out of the World Cup. But again, the match I'm looking forward to is the Belgium-Brazil match tomorrow afternoon. Because I believe the winner of that match will win the World Cup.
I knew somebody was going to call in tonight and predict that because, I mean, they are odds-wise number one and two. Let me ask you this. What type of, who's gonna adapt their style for an opponent? Is it Brazil or is it Belgium? Because both of these teams want the ball. Is anybody really going to change their style, or are they going to go there and say, you know what, we're Belgium, our playing style, we can out-football Brazil, or... Do you think they are content to invite Brazil in and then try to play a little bit on the counter?
I feel Belgium will defend and look out for a counter. That's what I believe. Belgium will defend and wait for a counter. Because Brazil, you know, they'll both hold possession. Both of them want to possess the ball. And when it comes to ball possession, Brazil is still number one in the world, outside of Spain. But Spain again, they are good at holding the ball. But I'm looking at, you see, but for me, I don't want England to win the World Cup. Because
you don't want England to win the World Cup? Neither does any of the Irish guys here at Gorgeous Gale.
Can you imagine England winning the World Cup for the next 12 years? We won't hear the last of it. Huh? England, you know, when it comes to football, England makes the loudest noise. When it comes to world soccer.
Yeah, but come on, let's give them credit. They've navigated, they're in the last eight. With the World Cup, AY being as crazy as it is, why shouldn't somebody believe that they can win it?
They were just lucky that they won the penalties. Penalties a game of luck. They were just lucky.
No, but come on, look what Portugal did in the Euros. Portugal legitimately won only one game, yet they won the European Championships. That kind of stuff is possible. I don't think it's going to happen in this World Cup. On another note, Brazil has got to be very, very careful, as you mentioned, about the counterattack and the transition game. Because Mbappe can absolutely fly. We saw that. Hazard can fly. What we saw Belgium do is they may be the best counterattacking team in this tournament. Uruguay might say something about that. But they may be the best counterattacking team in Europe.
Glenn, one more thing before I go. I have to.
Okay, make it quick, AY, because I'm up on a hard break.
Yes, I know. Unfortunately, Belgium are in the same bracket. I would have loved them to play the finals of the World Cup, but they can't. That can't happen. They can meet only in the semifinals. That's it. All right. Nice talking to you. I will see you soon.
You're a good man, AY. Thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, the one side of the bracket is Uruguay, France, Brazil, Belgium. I mean, it seems a bit stacked. The other side of the bracket is Sweden, England, and then Russia, Croatia. We're going to take a break here. A quick word here before we go to break for Bud Light. World Cup's here. The games are being played during working hours, including tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Central, right here, 5555 Morningside Drive. It is the Gorgeous Gale. Come in tomorrow morning. We're going to be here early. I'm going to be here early. Ruben Dominguez of Fox 26 is going to be here early. So since they're early games, the way we survive this catastrophe is with our friends and with Bud Light. With them, it's easier to sneak from your boss, make up excuses, and extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. Here's to the friend you can always count on, Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games, proud sponsor of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to give tickets out. We're going to get one of our guests on the show here and do a bit of an interview, but let's start giving away some tickets and T-shirts. We'll take a break here. Bud Light break.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.